This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Hello and welcome to the People Speak Radio Show. I'm your host, Edward Jones. Marilyn Metters is here with me. This is the People Speak Radio. As I said, we normally air every other Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. or 7 to 8 p.m. this time, Central Time. If you care to call in and participate in the show, please do, 888-627-6008. We had a little glitch getting on the air, and our guest is soon to be here, I suppose. We've been having a little trouble getting hold of Sophia Ray, who is supposed to be here. I started this whole thing in my room on Pal Talk, creating a new consciousness, where I met Mike Kim and was on the radio show with him a bit, with Sophia Ray actually as the host then. And then Marilyn and I were on 2 weeks ago and 4 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago. And now here we are again. So again, we care for you to call in and join in on the show. That's what I like to make the show, as much call in and participation from participants, because this is a show about evolution, the evolution of the human brain. And for that to take place, we have to have interaction. We have to have the energy moving back and forth of the truth spoken. We do have a website, selftransformation.org publications. It's got 5 books on there if you care to download them free. We also sell them.
So right. You can get them from Amazon. They're all listed on Amazon.com by the title.
You can either buy them or get them free. The part about buying them is they are hard copy or paperback, and downloading them, they are simply...
No, you can do a Kindle download. We get a few cents every month from Kindle downloads, but most of the Kindle downloads are free if you have Prime.
Yeah.
So we're getting rich a penny at a time. We're up to 50 pennies.
50 cents, but that's not bad. It's been, 10 years, so 50 cents. How much is 50 cents divided by 10 years? That's our problem.
That's a bunch.
We're not in it for the money. At any rate, we really do care for you to join in the show talking about the transformation of the human mind, which brings forth, of course, the evolution of our minds. Now, we were going to have conversation with Sophia, and Sophia is a lot of things, I guess, a spiritual healer, and had a tarot card reader. Somebody even told me
she was going to be way out there, and I was going to get way out there with her, but she's not here. So, and we didn't plan a topic. I suggested we have a topic, but our topic was Sophia.
That was for tonight. However, the topic of transforming the human mind is a perfect topic to continue with. So perhaps we can do that.
Well, that's no small order, transforming the human mind. What's involved in that, Edward?
It's really simple. It's the easiest thing you'll ever do. There's a little caveat caveat about the easiest thing you ever do. In that same space is another thing, which is the hardest thing you'll ever do. It's like if you ever truly discover that you don't know everything, I mean, you don't know anything, that same discovery will allow you to know everything on planet Earth or everything in the universe. So the easiest thing we can ever do is speak the truth, and it frees us. However, on a planet where people lie, steal, and cheat, and we're taught to lie from day one, we're taught to if we can't say something nice, don't say anything, then we are lying by omission. We are taught, as a matter of fact, not to lie, which in fact tells us that there is such a thing as a lie. So we are trained and conditioned completely by the age of 4 to lie, to be in competition, and in some cases, we're taught that snakes can talk and virgins can have babies. So there's all sorts of things working against this thing called the transformation of the mind. And the only process, I hesitate using the word process because it's not a process, the only thing we can do that will create the energy for the transformation of ourself is to speak the truth. And the only chance you have to take in speaking the truth is losing every friend you have, your dance card completely going empty, and yourself 100% alone. And if that can ever happen with you, it'll be the greatest moment of your life, because in that space, you will discover who it is that you are and what it is that you are doing and what it is that you can begin doing to actually continue the transformation of your mind. Now, it would be perfect if we had some participation, because this is where the energy of interaction is needed. Because in order for transformation to take place, we have to be in relationship. It has to happen between Marilyn Metters Metters. I don't know why they have her last name. I don't know why they have her last name on there twice. But it has to happen between Marilyn and Edward and you and whomever.
If you'd ever take a breath, Edward, we could...
I just did.
Sophia is going to be with us in 10 seconds. That was 10 seconds ago.
Well, then she should be right here with us. I'll fill her in on what she missed. Huh. Oh, it's too bad.
So she's somebody, not going to be gone. But
somebody can go into Pal Talk. She might be there. Mike, I think, is in Pal Talk. He could probably help us out. But all right. Anyway.
Well, I'm looking at the Pal Talk stuff here. And somebody said that I was the Carpenter Rule. He thinks I'm the boss, Edward. Where did he come up with that idea that I'm the boss?
Well, I don't know, but that's perfect, Marilyn. What did we
talk about today?
And what did we do today? What happened today?
We got rid of the boss.
All right. I mean, we didn't get rid of her. She's still here. But what did we get rid of? The boss in the person that's still here. So that's kind of, somebody must have been in the house listening, huh? Who was it, Carpenter?
Yeah, Carpenter's Rule.
That's pretty good.
Carpenter's Rule.
Marilyn and I indeed had a conversation about boss and who's the boss in the family, and the fact that no boss is needed, and the fact that we're all in that particular domain. We all care to be having things our way and always have to be right. And those are all definite obstacles to the happening of transformation. Any attachment that we have, any belief that we hold on to, the belief in a God, or the belief that we are the superior being, or the belief that America is the greatest country on the planet, or even the belief that we are a man or that we are a woman, any of those beliefs are deterrents to our transformation, because they do not allow us to reach the space of humility, or the space of nothing, the space of having no thing that we need to hold on to.
The space of being Edith Bunker.
Yeah. Well, Edith Bunker was kind of, for those of you old enough to remember, maybe there are people listening, don't even know who Edith Bunker was. Her husband is the president of the United States today, in case you know who
Archie
Edith
Bunker.
Archie Bunker is the president. We used to laugh at him 20 years ago. Now we elected him. He hated black people. He hated Jewish. He hated everybody that walked but Archie Bunker. That's our president of the United States today. But Edith Bunker did have that kind of part that she played, the woman that is, what do you call that? She's here?
Good. Now we can talk about tarot cards. And...
Oh, no.
Yes.
So, Sophie, are you here?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Hello, Marilyn and I, Edward. How's it going?
Hello, going Sophia. Perfectly. We've been missing you.
Marilyn has been missing
you. I heard. She misses the healing. She doesn't need the Rex with me.
As soon as she heard the healing part, Marilyn was all in. Anyway, I guess we had a little bit of problem getting you on, but now you are on. So maybe you could tell us a little about who is Sophia, what it is that she does, and we can go from there.
Well, what I do is I work. I'm an automatic human being that just goes to work and just pretty much lives. But however, I do study and cultivate at home. What's that?
No, go ahead. So you are a sales representative, but your life is about healing.
Holistic healing.
Is that correct?
Well, let's say my life is about a taboo that everybody else would call it taboo, but however I would see it, you know, as something more normal for myself because that's what I know. So most other people would call me, you know, criticize me for what it is, instead of trying to learn and understand for themselves and maybe where they can come to an awareness with that, with, you know, a piece of me, like, or, you know, the universe that's inside themselves. So being an open mind is a healing mind. So there's an automatic healing in that process right there. Like you said, age a mind, as I recall in one of your books, you even said that speaking the truth is an open mind, which is a transformative mind. And that transformation leads to a lot of healing in the process. So I don't think you talk too much about the healing within transformations, but also there is the opposite of that. With that too, there's a lot of trauma and stuff and transformations too, and we can kind of see that in current events right now.
Yeah, we certainly can with our president. I think if there's nothing else that Donald Trump doesn't do well, probably the thing he does the best is put people on edge, put people in a place where they don't think that perhaps life on planet Earth is going to go on forever because of his instability. And in a certain way, Sophia, that helps much of what I do and what you do, because one of the things that transformation requires is a sense of not being so secure, not being so safe, a bit of discontent. As a matter of fact, a lot of discontent. So there is that particular plus that he does, besides grabbing people, women between the legs and molesting people. There are other things that he does that are a plus. But on here, we don't call you names or cut you down, Sophia. We might say you're a nutcase, but other than that, we'll be real nice, okay?
Well, let's look at the agenda of what's going on here at the border. Okay, what's going on at the Mexico and U.S. border? Now, where are these children going? Like, what is he doing with these children? And as you said before, he shows an erratic sexual behavior towards women. You know, he's with porn stars or he's with whoever. But that's, you know, Donald Trump. He's been doing it for how long? But however, what's the true agenda behind the scenes of all these children being taken from their parents? Now, I understand that there was an act created in 1965, some immigration act, that allows this right now to happen. I don't know if you know anything more about that, Edward or Marilyn.
Well, it, 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 it didn't go as far as what they did was take it a little farther and make it a felony or make it a more serious crime so that they could, Jeff Sessions, I guess, announced it, so that they could separate the children from their parents. And the good news is the children are fine. They're in cages somewhere in
the... Are we sure about that? How do we know that these children are safe and they're not being molested and used for sick ritual abuse or anything that children have, you know, they grow up and say, look, I was abused by this politician, or I was taken, you know, and flown over to God knows where. What about the Pizzagate, you know, what... All of that in D.C., they were all politicians. Even some in the U.K. is happening. Some are claiming that the Queen and her minions are molesting children as well. And the human, yeah, exactly. In the room, Shroom, the human trafficking sex trade is worldwide, and it goes underground, above ground, and it even happens through the chat program that we all met in. I mean, this stuff is real.
Well, I don't know what the far-reaching things of that, but we were the fact that the children are what they call in cages came from the Democratic senator that wanted to visit them, and he was blocked and told he can't go in, but he did observe that they were separated by. I guess they use the word cage to make it worse, but they're separated by chain link fences into certain age groups and certain sexes, and to, supposedly to keep order in. But the question is, why is our government doing that? If the people are here illegally, then pack them up together and escort them back to Mexico, if that's the thing that has to happen. But there's absolutely no reason, except the reason they gave, which was a warning not to have anybody else come over because we'll steal your kids if you do. And that does not seem to be very American. So that is the only situation that I know of, and that's not for sure. Of course, when you hear the things on the radio, you can't believe everything you hear, you know, and much less on that idiot box they call the TV. So we can't know for sure unless we go there to look for ourselves.
Well, I have a take on it. And what's happening with the immigration thing is that the good old white boys in this country are drawing their last dying breath to keep the country white, and they're fighting a losing battle. That's all.
Now, there's a whole lot of
great point.
And there's a lot of truth in that, because that fits right in with what it is that we were talking about while waiting for you, Sophia, which is the transformation of the human mind and the last frontier, if you will, in a very real way. The last frontier for us to transform is the taking of the critical mass back from the caveman, from the survival of the fittest, from the people who say we can kill all the killers in order to stop the killing. And that those are the people that Marilyn just mentioned, and those are the people that we mentioned. The people, Donald Trump, the group, that group of people are the last, what do they call those? The last Mohicans, we used to say. I don't know where that came from. They're the last people to hold on to that caveman mind. And there's a lot of women in that caveman mind. And they are what Marilyn mentioned a little earlier, the Edith Bunker type. They're man like my father and my mother. If my mother wanted a fart, she had to ask my dad permission, just about. Whatever he said to do, she did. And that old caveman mind is still around. It's still present. And the women still do what the men tell them. They are the religious evangelicals, the KKK and the white supremacists, and they're together. Those are the ones holding the fort, if you will, of the old mind. They're the people stopping us from collectively transforming.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say something. Somebody got ready to say something and they didn't say it.
The transformation now here, it is very racial. It is, and that is the big lie that people are living out right now. It's by, first of all, when you say, I am not racist, you are really lying to yourself. It is a lie. I am a racist. Therefore, I'm born in human race. By default, I am racist. But however, I see through color. There is no color when it comes to skin. We are just a human race that have been caught up in this lie. But like you said, we lie, but we have to realize and accept that we lie more to ourselves than anybody else before we can actually move into the transformation process. Because it is a process. It is one that you have to prepare, and you have to put in the time into yourself. There's programming that's going on during this transformation, and you're deprogramming. And then you're resolving anything that, you know, any residue from the old program. So you have to delete everything that you know and really reprogram yourself like a software of a computer, because you're really not that much different. Whenever you visualize.
The only place that I might maybe perhaps say a caution is needed is in the conversation about reprogramming. What would be the benefit? What would we gain if we stopped being robot A and became robot B? So I might suggest that rather than reprogramming, we need to speak the truth, which then leaves a blank space for us to live from. A blank space is not a robot, but a reprogramming is a robot. Do you see the distinction?
I see it as an extension.
Extension.
Ascension. Okay. A movement of moving up and out.
If you've got an extension, it seems like you're dragging your tail behind you.
Ascension. Ascension.
Like moving up.
Ascension. An ascension, uh-huh. Not an extension. I apologize.
By the way, if you people who are listening, 888-627-6008. This is the People Speak Radio Show with Edward Jones, Marilyn Metters, and Sophia Ray. And right now we're fighting like cats and dogs to find out who's right. And we'll let you know who the winner is at the end of the show. The winner
What was that number again, Edward?
The winner gets a watermelon. A seeded watermelon. 888-627. 888-627-6008. The People Speak Radio Show. Got it? Worldwide?
No. 6008.
888-627-6008. Now I know why they say it so many times on the radio station. They say it about five times at the end of in the TV stations. So we are talking about kind of a combination of Sophia's life of healing and hopefully not tarot cards, but and self-transformation, and the fact that both of them, it seemingly, requires the one thing that I consider to be the most important thing, which is an open mind. The manner in which you can discover if you have an open mind is to ask yourself if you have an open mind. And when you ask yourself if you have an open mind and you say yes or no, then you don't have an open mind. So there's a good example for you to consider. So Sophia, you got in a little bit late. Is there anything else that you that we're missing here that you care to speak of? We've kind of covered things.
I do actually, and it's kind of in one of your books, and I think it's a self-transformation one. And you had written something. I don't know which one it was. I kind of went through maybe all of them. But you said, I was left to die at birth. I had several near-death experiences, and at the age of 36, I actually died. If you consider all those things happening to one person in one short life, you'll find that the probability is microscopically small. You know,
yes.
I think a lot of people have experienced near-death experiences, and even probably experienced a near-life experience, you know, before death. So, like, you know, from the womb, you know, where there was possibilities that a child could have died, and it carries that trauma over into life as well. And I'm sure that happens for many, and they don't know why their life is, you know, a certain way. So I think you also mentioned children in your book and the conditioning that we put through children. Now, you imagine the conditioning that the children are going through right now that Trump has removed from their families and put into camps without their parents and under an authoritative, like, jail state. That's like, you know, that is almost mind-blowing. I don't think that's one I can actually let go pretty easily, because as a mother, you know, and that's kind of like a kidnapping, and it's protected by law.
Yeah, and I can tell that it means a lot to you, and it should. And there's another detrimental thing, and it may be even more detrimental in a widespread way than even what they're doing with those children. Not that a couple thousand children being taken away from their family is not a very bad thing. It is. However, consider that women growing up in our past have had a very difficult time from the standpoint of being molested, from the standpoint of being raped. If you begin talking with women, just about every one of them, if probably every one of them, will tell you of a story where they were either raped or molested or both, and maybe in many cases more than once. And the men mostly always, I don't care to use the word always, get away with it. And we have a fella at the top of the rung here who has been doing those things according to the accusations being made. And he only calls them liars. So if he did indeed molest 20 or so women, then to turn around on national TV and call them all liars, it's almost a double molestation. But here's the worst thing. The females have had a tough time growing up with men who do those sorts of things. And now we have a president who became president after everybody knowing what he was accused of. So the young boys look now and they say, the mother and the father say, don't mess with women, don't treat them that way. And the young boy thinks to his mind, shit, I can molest women, I can rape them, grab them between the legs, and still become president of the United States. And that's probably, of all the horrible things that he has done, that's probably right at the top, because it not only continues the molestation of women, but it makes it okay from the very supposed leader of the entire free world. Do you see the huge message that gives? Not only the men, but the women. Look out, women, because there's a whole group of young boys who know it's okay to do it now. That might be a worse scenario even than the children in cages, Sophia. At any rate, we probably are getting ready to take a little break here. In the meantime, 888-627-6008 for participatory kinds of calls. And we certainly care to have outside participation besides Sophia, Edward, and Marilyn, so that we can include the energy of our planet with what it is that we're doing. Because only when we began joining the energies together can we make a difference on this planet. And that's certainly what my life has been about for 38 years. So I'm guessing that we are ready to go on.
Hear the music.
I don't think there's any music for break.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Hi, I'm Richard Belzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
This land is your land.
Join us live on The People Speak as guests from various organizations and fields of humanitarian efforts, artistic endeavors, entertainment, and education share their work and strategies which make a difference. Every other Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, following Senator Michael Brown's Shadow Politics on the BBS Radio Network, Station 1.
Hello, and we are back with Marilyn Metters and Sophie Ray. I happen to be, I am Edward Jones. The Edward Jones that got all the looks, not the one that got all the money. Sophia, we were having a little conversation about, I have a question for you about what is spirituality, which you seem to espouse, and what is it that we can do to have spirituality be part of what transforms ourself for the future? So that we don't have a world of rapists and killings and murders and wars.
That's interesting. That's a really good question that you're asking. So spirituality might mean something different for each individual. I might have a different definition. It was something that was born to me. It wasn't something that I chose. I didn't wake up one day and say, "Well, I'm going to do this." And I showed like different weirdness since I was younger. I could probably give you stories and go into examples, but I want to just jump into the transformation process. First of all, I come to some self-discovery of who I am. And I, as the zodiac sign of the Scorpio, I represent transformation. I'm also ruled by Pluto, who also represents transportation. And Pluto has a lot of healing energies and a lot past lives. Pluto's a really interesting planet, one of the most powerful, and that's probably why they also changed the definition about Pluto. But however,
he's got a big nose, doesn't he? I don't have a big nose. That's a different Pluto.
No, that's a dog, right. Edward.
Oh, okay. I got him confused. Pluto the dog is in our room, in the transformation room, by the way. All right, anyway, I apologize. I had a little levity there. My curiosity was, what was it that caused you to know that you are different, that you are spiritual?
Experiences, the spiritual experiences. And I kind of thought it was normal as a child, but kind of growing up and like realizing that everybody that didn't have those same experiences was kind of like, huh? And then I began to rebel against what it was. I mean, I've blown like my mind into the things that I could have done to somebody who I've loved dearly. And I kind of don't want to really go into details, but it can be very low level for a lower expression of oneself, meaning like an animal nature within them, and it's not rational at all, and it could be very erratic. And if you're using your energies for that, you know, there's a lot of damage done. But however, I've ascended out of that, and I'm more in service for the planet, humanity. you know, light work as far as into healing the planet, healing humanity in a collective sense, because individually, you know, you can and it works. But however, it doesn't do any good, but it working at a collective level takes a lot of energy and a lot of time. And you got to know where the energy is coming from, the source of things. You have to hit it right at the root. So, you know, and it, a lot of people will say, oh, it's witchcraft, or they want to give it a title, or, you know, and that's the wrong way about going about things. And it has a lot to do with transformative mind, because the transformative mind, excuse me here, I'm losing my voice. The transformative mind is one that works above and beyond oneself in service for others. So it's an evolution that is unfolding. The soul identity is revealing a consciousness divine that the soul is a vital, I mean, a conscious divine through the spirit. In certain circles, it's taught that the soul is a vital link, therefore, between God and man. So, therefore, you are getting different definitions of between a spirit and a soul, because the soul is an identity. And that ego, you know, a lot of people seem egotistical, and you know, Edward, everybody thinks your ego is big and you're very egotistical. Because, you know, you can call people stupid and they get really hurt and emotionally butthurt over, you know, the nutters. And, you know, that's the ego that's getting hurt right there. But however, it's not the right ego. Most people don't have that bridge connected from their soul ego, you know, to the soul, to the spirit. And through awareness, that's a healing process. That's a transformation right there we're going through. And it's always an unfoldment, an evolution unfoldment. And I think you would actually know more about that yourself, Edward. And even Marilyn. Marilyn's kind of going through a transformation, too, that she's recently discovered. And that would be kind of something cool for her to share as well, because there are so many different ways and possibilities that each one individual can change themselves and also become a servant for humanity. And it's not
Here's the thing that I am looking for. I'm looking for a connection where the spiritual being, your sort of out there conversation. My guess, Sophia, is that very few people listening even heard what you said in terms of what is a spiritual being, what is spirituality. So what I'm looking for is, can we reduce ourselves to our smallest fragment, the smallest thing we can make ourselves, and from there, move collectively to bring forth a new way of being. The only way that can happen, I say, is not from healing the universe, not from being a healer or a taoist or a card reader, I guess that's what that is, or all of those things, but by reducing ourselves to our smallest particle, to our smallest
fragment.
What do you
mean by that, Edward, our smallest particle?
Well, I'm seeing if I can stay away. I'm seeing if I can stay away from the word humble, because humble sort of has a religious connotation, but that's what I'm actually pointing towards, humbleness or humility.
You mean to be nothing?
To be nothing, yes. And if you're a spiritual being, or all of these different entities that we have, let's say, floating around the planet, healers and religious
Buddhist
people and Buddha, all of the different fragmented parts, they all seem to have one thing in common, an eliteness. And in Sophia's conversation, she seems to have the correct, if there's such a thing as correct, mindset in the healing of planet Earth, but I think she might have started a little at the top of the totem pole, if you will, Sophia, as opposed to the bottom of the totem pole. Which
yes,
is
she has
the,
a grand vision of
yes,
what it can be.
Yes, it's like saying, let's defeat the whole world. And then, well, wait a minute now, I better get an army together. It's sort of like that. Well, I guess in real terms, it might be called putting the cart before the horse, maybe. Sophia, what do you think?
Well, where do I begin?
I didn't call you a nuthead now, so...
The stigma is always going to be there about their spirituality. However, I don't, you know, right now, as far as like being a spiritual person, the spirituality,
just real quickly, why do you think there's a stigma about spirituality? Not in general. Just why is there a stigma? What is it?
Because it could deal with lower expressions of the soul.
What is a lower expression?
People won't understand it. So, in the lower expression of soul would be, you know, there's a lot of religious in the spirituality. A lot of religious people, and even non-religious people are into spirituality. And most desire it. That's the problem. Most want to be spiritual, and they want it for selfish reasons. And, you know, there's a lot of selfishness in spirituality, a lot of jealousness, too, a lot of jealousy, I mean. Everybody wants to be right. I don't need cards to do any readings for anybody. And yeah, I do. I might have a Herculean outlook on life, or hey, let's kill the world and rebuild anew. Well, what's wrong with that? I'm not killing the world in the physical sense, but however, in a different sense. For instance, you know, I want to know your intake. I want to know, where do you think the transformation energy is coming from? Can we live without war? It's a war. This is a process. I mean, there's an attack always being made, especially in spiritual people, because people don't understand it. Many spiritual people do have ill intentions, let me tell you. Now, many people in the spirituality don't. They don't. They have no belief in the having to do any rituals or any sacrifices or anything that's real nutcase out there. I don't have to do anything that's kind of like really, you know, I don't believe in the blood sacrifice. I don't believe in that crap.
The what?
The blood.
You know, things that people
well, that's good
do
news.
In the spiritual
Glad to hear
world.
That.
Like, you know, they get in groups too as well. You know, however, I believe in, you know, in a supreme, you know, creator. Many of them will call it God.
When maybe we can use this as a thing for the listener to use for themselves. When a speaker is speaking and they use the word belief, they might as well stop speaking, because belief invents an illusion and it brings forth an illusory world. It brings forth the world of illusion. That's the world of, I believe there's a God. That's the world of God belief.
Or I believe there is no God.
Or either one, they're the same thing. In the world of illusion, there are people who believe things. And in the world of illusion, the people who believe things can kill each other, because they are people who believe things. They are living a dream. That is the world we live in now. And you asked me a question, Sophia, about war. There is a evolution of the human mind right now that is manifesting. And the thing that is does not include, the thing that there is none of, is violence. Because it doesn't believe anything. The moment a person believes something in a very real way, Sophia, they have dropped dead. they're dead. Because belief is always an illusion. Whoops, I'm keeping somebody up.
That was me. That would be me.
Well, good morning, Marilyn. What do you have to say? What about what I said? Is there any part of it that would you care to comment on? If not, it's okay. I did catch you by, caught you with your pants down, didn't I, girl?
Well, people are.
It was. I snuck up on her. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, people use that word so loosely, sort of like love. I love that car. I love the house. I believe this. I believe that. It just seems a word that we accept without really looking into what it brings forth.
Exactly. I remember that working on the little factory one time, and the guy was talking about, oh, I just love my wife. I love my wife. And she fixes me the lunch, and I just love my peanut butter sandwiches. And I looked at him. I said, I'm sure glad I'm not your wife. He said, what? He didn't have any idea what I was talking about. But that kind of shows you what the word love means. It means you
and
can
belief.
Love peanut
and the belief word is belief. The same.
So coming back to you, now that we have beat up on you, Sophia, and made you mad, what do you have to say?
You know, love is law. Love is a law. You know, it's more than beyond a feeling or an emotion because it's a law. There's a force and energy behind love. And most people don't understand it. They do say it very loosely. And it is like an oldest mantra. And then it is a healing. I love you is a healing mantra. And especially when you say it to yourself. When you love yourself and you say, I love you, and, you know, and forgive yourself for all the lying. So I love you. Please forgive me. You're healing yourself in words. And you know the importance of words, which I really wanted to, you know, ask you. I was going to ask you, did your views on love change yet, Edward? You didn't believe in love. But love doesn't need a belief, especially when it's lost. I want to know what
you're
thinking.
There's that word belief again.
And Sophia, I don't usually give advice. Last thing I do is give advice because I'm too damn dumb to give advice. But here's the advice that I would give you and anybody that might be listening to the radio station. Here's a little piece of advice. If you really care to begin discovering the secret to life, if someone looks at you and they say, I love you, run as fast as you can away. Get the hell away from them as far as you can. Get gone.
Con men use that word. Donald Trump uses that word. That's how he's hoodwinked all so many people. He cuts everybody down, and he said, but they're really nice people. I love them. I love you guys. It's a magic word, and he crucifies it.
Exactly. Now, besides that, and here's the real reason, if you will. I'm using the word real here, aren't I? The real reason I say that is because on planet Earth, there is no love. There is not one iota of love because two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And the consciousness that runs this planet is a consciousness of violence. It's a consciousness of religion. It's a consciousness of man, woman. It's a consciousness of, oh, I love
cruelty.
You. War.
Cruelty.
War. Cruelty, rape, children in cages. There's no love on planet Earth. Now, for those of you who are real mad at me, I have this to say. It's the most fantastic news you will ever, ever hear because it opens the space to create love on planet Earth, which is what I'm doing. Where are you, Sophia? Did we make you mad yet? I'm working on it.
I just traveled to the next universe to kind of ignore everything you just said.
No. I haven't made you mad yet? Damn.
No, not at all. I had to leave for a minute, and then I'm back. I just came back inside my body. Now, what were you saying? No, we're all entitled to our opinion. But I have to ask Marilyn, when you, before you met Edward, did you believe, did you have an acceptance towards love? Or even, I'm going to use that word, belief. Did you have a belief system?
I don't think so. I mean, I might have believed a lot of things, like I might be rich. I believe I might do this or I might do that, but I never had any goals or ambitions towards anything. And love was a word that was never used in our household. And so it was sort of a foreign word to me. And my father, I didn't believe in God. And my father was an agnostic. So I don't know what I believed, if I believed anything.
Are you guys, by the way, for any of you who are listening, all you non-lovers out there who don't love anybody because you war, you kill, you rape women, 888-627-6008. But we're running out of time for you to call in and become part of this new radio station that will soon be taking over Rush Limbaugh's space.
Well, I will say I did at one time.
Okay.
And I'm going to end it with love. I thought I was in love, but I was obsessed.
There you go. And that is a hugely common mistake. And Sophia, I appreciate your openness, your open-mindedness, and the fact that you came on to have conversation with us and imparted us with all the things that you spoke. Got here a little bit late, so you didn't maybe get to hear all of the things that you cared to hear, but I appreciate your having been here.
Yes, thank you,
I
Sophia.
I appreciate you having me.
You're welcome,
thank
you guys.
You having me.
You're welcome. Perhaps we'll do it again, and to each of you out there, a perfect life to each of you. Marilyn, did you say goodbye?
Have a perfect life to each and everyone.
We shall. Good night.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.